on this episode of Counting Cards.
You got a hot rod up here on the range.
Look at that motor. You can eat off of that.
Hate to bug you, but is that your truck in the driveway?
Yeah, it is.
You trying to sell it?
Did you have an appointment with me I didn't know about?
I just drove 2,000 miles.
You drove 2,000 miles without an appointment?
Here I am.
That's not how you remember her?
No, that's rough.
You feeling it?
Now that sounds like the Firebird I know. Pow, baby! You know what I mean?
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow, what would you take for this?
I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself.
For my crew, every job's high stakes, and we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
So what you got planned for the weekend?
Go down to the club.
Hang out.
Go down to the club.
Rock and roll.
Rock out, man. Enjoy myself.
Look at that thing.
Old Camaro convertible. It looks like it needs everything. It needs to be completely redone.
Yeah.
I think I need something a little more easy to do right now. I need a quick flip. Something we can get into and get out of. I want to make Scott happy on something, man. I know I've been spending a little money. Let's see, man. Anything? Nothing back there. Back there. Oh. What's up here on the right? We got a hot rod up here on the right.
Oh, wow.
We got a nice hot rod up here on the right. That's gorgeous. It's a 1935 Ford.
You can tell that?
Absolutely.
Wow. You never cease to amaze me.
Well, you know, I try. An electric blue street rod pickup truck that's absolutely gorgeous? Probably not a good quick flip idea, but come on, man. I can't drive by this thing and just not stop.
Oh, she's beautiful, man. That thing is just like show quality right there.
This is gorgeous.
Look at that motor.
Wow.
You can eat off of that.
We're wasting time just standing here. Hello?
Hello? How you doing?
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
You hate to bug you, but is that your truck in the driveway?
Yeah, it is.
We're car guys. We happen to be driving down the road, and we saw this truck. I didn't know if you maybe had a minute to just talk to us. Brother, man, that truck's gorgeous.
Anything to get me away from the wife.
And I'm Danny.
Terry.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Nice to meet you, Terry. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah.
No problem.
It's a 35, right?
Right.
She's beautiful.
You were right on with that.
How long have you had her?
About 7-8 years.
Absolutely beautiful, man. In 1935, Ford upgraded their classic pickup design from boxy to curvaceous, and the public went wild. That year, more people bought Fords than any other brand of truck. Hot rodders through the decades especially love these trucks and have driven their value up every year. In 1935, they sold for $480. Now they can be worth up to 60 grand. Terry, tell me about this engine, man. What do you got?
3-3 stroker.
Love it. One of my favorite engines.
375 horse.
Nice. I love your trick setup on it. I bet this gets up and moves.
It's a rocket off the line.
Can we hear her start?
Yeah. You want to go for a ride or anything?
I'd love to. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Fine.
Sweet. Go, man. I'll follow you. Man, this hot rod truck is so sweet, and I'd love to take it for a ride, too. But Kevin, he's so stoked right now, I haven't got the heart to make him wait at the curb. But if he's still smiling when he gets out of that truck, I just might have to try to take this thing off of Terry's hands and bring her home.
This is awesome. I never get to go for rides. You don't understand.
Are you ready?
Let's hit it.
Yeah, look at that thing. Get up and run.
Beat Danny in the dust. I just can't believe how nice it rides. You can drive this to work with a cup of coffee.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm loving it. That was awesome of you to take me for a ride. I feel like a little kid. All right.
Thank you. Have a super one.
You too. Drive safe.
Hey, Terry, what's happening, man? Hey. This thing looks great going down the road, brother. You ever consider selling this truck?
It's up for sale right now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What are you looking to get out of it?
38.
38?
Yeah.
38. You got any room?
I'd come down. For you, maybe 37.5.
Hey, D, let's go get something to eat, boss.
You got my phone number.
I got your phone number.
Come see me.
I will. Thank you very much.
Well, The truck was for sale, but as I suspected, Terry knows exactly what the value of this truck is, and he's not about to budge on the price for me. And frankly, I don't blame him. I think the truck's worth everything he's asking, but there's absolutely no room for me to make any profit on this. And as they say, business is business.
That was awesome.
It's a good-looking truck.
Yo! Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm here. The car dropped off.
Who did you speak to of my staff?
Devlin?
Let me start over. I'm Scott.
I'm Joe.
Nice to meet you. I'm the manager of Counts Custom. Did you have an appointment with me I didn't know about?
You guys are busy, but you got to get me in. I just drove 2,000 miles in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
So wait a minute. You're telling me you drove 2,000 miles without an appointment to a hot rod shop?
Here I am.
I'm shutting up the shop for the day. Just getting ready to get out of here. And this guy rolls up out of nowhere with no appointment? Dude, I don't care if you came from Timbuktu. I'm closing up. I got no room for you. You're not leaving this car here. Give me 1 second. Don't unload. Just stay right here. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. I got to figure this out.
Yeah, I've waited my whole life to get this car done. I brought it to Towns Customs because I knew that I would get the best job done. Well, I can't take no for an answer.
Joe, what happened to me saying, Joe, hold on for a minute.
Just gotta take a look at it.
Joe, we cannot have people just show up and think they can drop their cars off. I'm to my seams.
I drove 2,000 miles to get this car.
Joe, have waiting lists for people.
2,000 miles, man.
Joe, you gotta understand me. I cannot just have people show up. Joe, we gotta let go of that handle.
What's going on? How you doing? I'm Danny.
I just drove 2,000 miles. He won't even look at my car.
Do we have an appointment? Did we set up?
Joe just showed up.
Have you seen what I got inside this trailer here? It's right down your alley.
Have you got a budget to spend on this?
I got a budget from around 35 grand to 50 grand that I want to spend on it.
He's got a good budget to spend on it. Well, let's at least take a peek, man.
No, because I know you and this man just drove 2,000 miles and you're going to say yes. He's going to be excited and I'm going to be...
Let's just take a peek, see what's in there.
He's gone. No, you're gonna do it anyway. He's gone.
Let's at least look, Scott. Let's see what we got. Goodness gracious, 68 Camaro.
It's ready to unload right now.
I love it.
When the Camaro hit the market in 1967, it was built to crush the Mustang, and it definitely gave Ford a run for their money. Chevrolet moved over 220,000 of them in their first year, quickly closing in on the Mustang sales. The Camaro was one of the 16 original Hot Wheels cars that Mattel introduced in 1968, and it's been one of the most popular toy models ever since.
Tell me about the car.
It's all new steel. All that's got to be done is put together.
Do you have everything for it?
I got all the mechanical parts. I don't have the interior or the windows, but I got everything else.
Let me take a little peek.
You're thinking about doing this.
I got to look at it first. I'm just peeking, baby. Sweet. That's pretty nice right there.
Just needs some tender loving care.
They all need tender loving care.
That's a nice ride, man.
You ain't gonna hear anything I'm saying, are you?
Huh? I say we do this.
Awesome.
Basically, all I gotta do is I gotta find a place to stash it.
You're doing everything on this car. You both can kiss my ass. I'm telling you right now. And I'm not unloading that car either.
Let's go. Let's get this thing done.
Scott's right to be pissed. But unfortunately for Scott, I love Camaros. And last time I checked, this is my shop. I think Joe's got a good budget to build this car, and it seems like a lot of work is already done to this thing. This Camaro is not going back to Michigan until she is done.
Well, I don't feel like I wasted my 2,000 miles.
Not at all. Not at all.
Got my car.
We found it. We purchased it. That's not how you remember her?
No. But I definitely know it's my car because I recognize the Anthrax sticker on the dash.
So what do you think? Should we keep this the way it is, or should we make this thing rumble?
That's probably going to sound pretty good right now. It's got the one Flowmaster in it. It should be fine.
You about ready for lunch?
Absolutely.
Hey, there's Larry.
Cool. What's happening, Larry?
Hey, how's it going, Danny?
Good, man. How you doing, brother?
Nice day out for riding. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too, man.
About a month ago, Larry came to me with a mission. He wanted us to actually find his very first car, a 1969 Pontiac Firebird that he gave up 15 years ago. Now, all he had was the VIN number and 15 grand for us to find it, buy it, and fix it up. So I put Kevin and Big Ryan on the hunt, and they tracked this baby down.
Oh, Where's the rest of the car at? I was kind of expecting a whole car.
Dude, you asked me to find a car from a VIN number.
Well, she does need some work, that's for sure. How's 2,000 sound?
Think you got a deal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right on.
We knew it was going to need work, but we didn't know it was going to need a full restoration. And the 13 grand that's left in Larry's budget, that ain't going to cover it. So we've asked Larry to come down so he can take a look at his baby himself, and we can figure out how we're going to proceed.
Oh, that's rough, man.
I'm taking that's not how you left her.
No. I think it had a little more shine to it.
Last time Larry saw it, it was a pretty decent car, so wasn't really sure how he was going to react, and you could just tell that he struggled on his first look at her.
Had it a long time ago, a lot of memories. Can't believe somebody tore it down this much. But I definitely know it's my car, because I recognize the anthrax sticker on the dash, brother.
That's great.
I love it.
Had a lot of good times in it.
If it could talk, you'd have to shoot it?
Yeah. Probably one of the most memorable times of my life before the kids and the wife and all the other stuff get the best of you. You know, and now my kids are grown, so...
Time to have more fun in it.
Yeah.
When the Pontiac Firebird rolled off the line in 1967, it was almost exactly like another GM muscle car created that year, the Chevy Camaro. The Firebird had a unique chrome grille and a lower body style. Even though the Camaro saw higher sales originally, today the Firebird is worth more because fewer of them were made. In 1979, John Travolta had a custom Firebird made for himself, designed by the same man who created the Batmobile and the General Lee, Mr. George Barris. It'll be wonderful when she's done.
Well, after a whole lot of work, but yeah.
It's going to be tough to stay at your budget.
Yeah. There's more work here than I think any of us knew, including yourself.
Right.
The good news is the frame and everything is straight. All your floor pans look really good and solid. What do you want to see as the finished product? Colors, interior, exterior. What's your vibe on this?
My wife has a 2010 Camaro that's a black with the orange and black interior.
Okay.
So I want reverse burnt orange on the outside, and then two-tone the interior so it semi-matches up with my wife.
Compliment, but they're inverted
right.
type of vibe. I'm with you. Okay, cool. So we're going to stick with that theme. I think we can do the whole project for probably around 25.
25's pretty steep, Rob.
Yeah.
But I really loved the car, and you found it. You know, really means a lot to me, Danny, you know, that you went and did it, because I'm sure that was a chore in itself. I think it's going to be worth it.
Should really be gorgeous.
Get her done.
I relate to Larry. This car is something that he loves. It's a car from his past. It's a car that he had a lot of fun in for years. So it's a bittersweet moment. He's going to have to dig a little deeper in his pocket, but he will have his car back. And she will be more beautiful than ever. Glad we found her, though, man.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Kevin and I just wanted to catch you up where we're at on that 68 Camaro.
Everything cool?
Not really.
Oh, no. Don't tell me something's not cool.
Last week, Danny commissioned a job for a 1968 Chevy Camaro. This gentleman drove all the way from Michigan, just showed up at the shop without an appointment. Our garage is full right now. But guess what? Danny falls in love with the project, commissions it right on the spot. Surprise! Now we got issues with the car.
Talk about a scary sight. Seeing Kevin Mack looking at parts.
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what the hell's going on here because the mechanics are telling me there's parts missing.
I don't get it. He said he had absolutely everything. He said he had the complete car. All he wanted us to do was paint it and put it together.
Problem is, you didn't give us stuff that we could rehab and use. Take a look at this trim right here.
It's pretty beat down.
The way he stored them, they're bent.
We can't use this kind of stuff. I was under the impression when we were talking to him that night that he was building a brand new car.
All the big stuff, the big dollar items, the fuel cell, motor, transmission, we've got the cool big stuff.
Yeah.
And he bought top-notch stuff. We don't have the knickknacks. I'm going to be set back 10 days to get all the parts in. And don't get me wrong, the customer's going to pay for this.
Well, yeah, the customer has to pay for all the parts for Pete's sake.
Right.
He told me he had everything
right.
in that trailer.
But I'm losing my ass on time. You are, because you're going to stagger into three other jobs. This is in the way of.
How far is this going to put us behind on our time schedule?
You're going to take a $6,000 hit.
What?
That's not just this car. It's the three other cars that this is in the way of. And yes, I can push it off the rack, but I got nowhere to push it to now because we're full.
Who pays that $6,000?
Can't charge the customer. It's not fair. The $6,000 isn't this project.
I understand. It's making a mess of everything else. I got that.
This one was my bad. I'll take this one because Scott is the one that said, don't take it in. You got to schedule something like this out. I felt bad. I got caught up in the project, and business-wise, it didn't make sense to bring it in.
We're going to get hit in the back of the head on this one, and it's going to hurt. You're saying $6,000 now. By the time we get done, the ripple effect is going to be 10+. And you can't put this on the customer. We're going to eat this one, and I hope you guys find a solution to this. I really do.
My bad. I'll take this one.
Listen, flipping and restoring cars, it's always a gamble. Joe wasn't lying to me. He thought he had all the parts, so he was missing a few things. He doesn't know that that's going to cost my business $6,000. There are so many things that can go wrong in the car game. You just have to know that they're going to happen, and you got to try to be ready for it.
The little ball hit a dude's on a tarry right today.
I didn't mean to get you yelled at, man. My bad.
That sounds sexy, man. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That is beautiful.
Now that sounds like the Firebird I know.
Ow!
Baby, that's what I'm thinking.
The guys have been working like crazy getting Larry's 1969 Firebird back on the road and ready for him to drive it like he did back in the good old days. In the meantime, Joe's 68 Camaro is done. I love working on this car, and even though we hit a few snags along the way, we were able to stay in that $50,000 budget, and she is gorgeous, and Joe's now here to see for himself. Joe, you ready for this, man?
I have been waiting a long time for this. I'm excited as hell.
I love it. I love it.
This is great.
Are you ready to see this thing?
I'm ready to see it, man.
Rolling! Roll that baby out here, man!
That sounds sexy, man. That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
that is beautiful.
Whoa. It's all you, Joe. Soak it in, brother.
Does he come with it?
For the right goal, yes.
This is beautiful.
She looks great, Rolly. Thank you.
You sure this is my car? It does not look like anything that I brought in.
Brother, man, you know what? You're right. It doesn't. We gave this thing a wicked candied pearl paint job. Had custom rally wheels made for it. 20-inch in the back, 18-inch in the front. All new interior, custom air ride suspension on this thing, and beautiful custom hand-turned silver leaf graphics on this car. It is wicked.
Wow, the colors, they're brilliant. They pop.
Got the pearl white on the stripes.
Gorgeous, man. I love those.
That's pretty, isn't it? That's my man, Ryan, all hand-turned silver leaf.
That's just nuts.
Look at them headlights, man.
Your hideaway headlights.
We know that hideaway headlights were factory on the Rally Sport version of this car back then, but they're now electrically operated as opposed to vacuum.
Oh, yeah, that means.
Now they work perfect.
This is great.
Yeah, they're right on the money. You got awesome. To see under the hood.
No,
this
I got
to
see
man.
Under the hood.
She's just absolutely gorgeous under here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Bam!
Oh, my gosh. That's a work of art, Danny.
It's gorgeous.
I want to hear it run.
Fire this thing up, man.
This is awesome.
She runs like a champ.
I'm excited, man. I love this car. I could not be happier. They hit it right on the number. I could not believe how beautiful it turned out. Let's do this.
Whew, man, that thing looks beautiful, don't it?
It does, doesn't it?
And it's mine.
Wow! This was a real personal project for Joe, and I was really glad to be a part of it. I mean, he started building his dream car, and we hit a wall on it. We loaded this thing up in a trailer, drove it 2,000 miles for us to finish it up. That took a lot of courage, man. For him to leave us his baby like this, I'm so glad that we got this thing done just the way he wanted.
See ya.
Man, that thing looks beautiful. Larry wanted us to find the first car he ever owned, a 1969 Pontiac Firebird, and we found it. Well, at least what was left of it. This thing was an absolute mess. Had to find new doors for it, new quarter panels for it, put an all brand new interior in it. Ryan did his magic on the paint, and we made sure this thing ran like the day she came off the showroom floor. Now she's finally ready to be reunited with her former owner. Yeah. Well, have you had enough waiting? Are you ready to
see your car, man? Are you ready to get back out
on the road and enjoy this gorgeous 69 Firebird that's been yours since you were 18?
Let's
quit talking about
it.
Let's see this baby. All right, here we go.
rolling. Bring out that beautiful Firebird, baby.
Now that sounds like the Firebird I know. Ow, baby, that's what I'm thinking.
Go check it out, brother. She's all you. Take your time. Soak it in. We went off, man.
I love it. Came out nice.
Absolutely, man. Getting this Firebird from a busted frame and a broken down engine to the badass muscle car she is right now was an intense makeover. This body needed everything. Whole new front end, new doors, new quarter panels, you name it. And under that brand new cowl induction hood, we put a sweet new exhaust system, tweaked out all the mechanicals on this thing, added all new chrome to the car, a brand new interior. Ryan did an amazing, magical orange paint job complemented by the gorgeous vinyl black top on it. This thing is absolutely stunning. Ryan, what's happening, man? This is Larry.
Nice to meet you.
He was just complimenting your graphics, as a matter of fact.
Of course. I haven't even seen it out to sun yet. What do you think?
Boom!
Right on the money?
Yeah. My 69 Firebird came out beautiful. He did a fantastic job. It made it look like an old street rod. Just stood out like it's mean coming at you. Oh, that cleans it up.
We did some beautiful upgrades under here for you, too. We added this giant aluminum radiator. This will keep this car cool. Did a whole updated serpentine belt system up front. New carb, intake. Modern ignition system. She runs great.
That is pretty.
So, Larry, you feeling it?
Oh, not feeling it. I'm like, pa-pow, baby.
I love it. Thinking you should hop behind the wheel of this thing and go blast it down the road.
Hey,
do your thing, man. Do your thing. Enjoy. This build is truly why I got into this business in the first place. I know exactly how Larry is feeling right now, because everybody's always trying to remember their youth. Some people go to plastic surgeon. Some people go get new hair. Some people get new clothes. Guys like Larry, they come to me.
Wow, baby!